Right, they must be consistent. I was thinking to ask you a long time ago, was it always Boys and Girls Club, or did that, meaning did they always have boys and girls together? And right, okay.
What happened was back, it was all, when I grew up at the Town Boys Club in Riverside section of Buffalo, in that area there, well, it was Boys Club. And then when I first started working at the Pew Club, we were a boys club, and we didn't even allow girls in. And that's the way it was until about 1982, 83. And then the trend was, you know, inclusiveness. Let's reach out. So then we started to let girls in on a limited basis for a while. And then Boys and Girls Clubs of America, you know, Boys Clubs of America changed to Boys and Girls Clubs, and it grew, and now, you know, like on any given day, we probably have as many girls participating as boys. It's really grown.
Yeah, and I assume, well, as you said, times changed, and that's obvious, and I had a feeling I knew that it was started out of Boys Clubs. Activity-wise, did that change, too? I mean, I don't. Everyone's going to be ready to really yell at me if I say this, but did they have different activities? You know, interests. I mean, we should be realistic. Girls sometimes do have different interests.
Yes, we do. We will have a girls-only gym a couple times a week. You know, for the kids. This way, it's just the girls in the gym for an hour, and they can do, you know, different activities that they may want to do, where, you know, the boys would want to do different other activities. So, yeah, we do, for the most part, I think it's mostly in the gym, because a lot of the girls do everything else. You know, they'll go in the games room. They'll play some of the games. They will participate in different activities. We have a torch club that does community service projects and meets and, you know, weekly. So the girls will participate as much as the boys in different things. And we try to, and then if we do have like a basketball program, we do try to we separate the boys and the girls.
Want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we are talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs in general. And our guest is David Hock, who is the executive director of the Depew Boys and Girls Club. But actually, I wanted to talk to you before too much time goes by about the new club, which is how we met, the opening of the Cheektowaga Club. How did that come about, and how instrumental were you in helping the Cheektowaga Club get organized and started?
Well, what happens now, they don't, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, the national organization, will not let somebody, you know, open up a Boys and Girls Club unless you're affiliated with an existing organization. So Depew Lancaster Boys and Girls Club has been around since 1936. That's when Depew was formed, and then Lancaster in 1954. So what happens is, I mean, a lot of people are well-intentioned, mean, you know, they really think they need a Boys and Girls Club in their community and everything, but it, obviously, like everything else, it takes funding. It takes money. Money has to be raised, whether it's, you know, through area politicians or different organizations. But, and they don't want to see a Boys and Girls Club fail. So you have to align with an existing organization. So basically, the Cheektowaga Youth Foundation was the driving force behind opening up a Boys and Girls Club in Cheektowaga. And one of the main persons was the current chief of police, Brian Gould. He was the driving force behind this. He wanted to do it years ago, but the timing just wasn't there financially, even for our club at that time. So we really got the ball rolling, I would say, 3.5-4 years ago, where we started to meet monthly, where we had a game plan, where we reached out to different funding sources, different businesses. And it started to grow. We caught momentum, and then some area politicians got involved. The town of Cheektowaga was letting us use their building after school till 6 p.m. So everything sort of fell into place. and we're very fortunate to have the partnership with all the different entities involved in opening up the club. So their club, right now our name is Depew Lancaster, but Cheektowaga is a unit of Depew Lancaster. So we basically have three boys and girls clubs now. That's sort of how it got started.
Okay, and I said at the very top of the program that they named this club after a most distinguished member of our community, Aaron Kenefick, the Marine from the U.S. Marine Corps, who sadly lost his life when he was 30 years old in Afghanistan. How did it come about that we named, or that you named this club, or maybe they did, I mean, I don't know how it came about, actually, after this this wonderful honorary gentleman?
What happened was one of our largest donors for the Boys and Girls Club, he was approached and he jumped on board the idea of a new Boys and Girls Club and put up money, and they asked him if, you know, if he would like the club named after him. And he said, no, I grew up in Williamsville with Aaron Kenefick, who lost his life in Afghanistan. I believe it was 2009. He said, I would like it named in his honor. And I still keep in touch with his mom and his dad, and but you know the whole bit with that. So basically, that's how it came about, and it just so happened with everything going on in the world that it was like, you know, it was ironic how, you know, the things going on in Afghanistan right now, that it was named after Aaron.
And the important part, aside from the, you know, timeliness of it all, is what the idea of what a role model the Aaron could be and would be for future generations.
Absolutely. If you heard, I'm sure you stayed, you know, the speech by his commanding officer at the end of all the speeches was very touching, and, you know, and he hoped that, you know, kids would, with the plaques that are hanging at the club and that are there, children would say, you know, who is this guy and what did he do? So they could start a conversation, you know, with the children and explain what happened and, you know, how it happened and why it happened.
Well, they do have the most excellent plaques explaining the life and what a hero Aaron Kenefick was, and how he had been named a Medal of Honor recipient, and all of the what he was before as growing up in town, and, you know, what a role model he was for young people in the West New York area. So it's really touching. It's very moving. If you have an opportunity, you should just go by if you're just passing by and take a look. It's really fantastic. How does, and very moving, how does a young person get to become a member of one, whether it be the Cheektowaga or the Depew Lancaster? How do they get to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club? What are the qualifications?
No, there's no qualification. You have to be 7 years old, second grade or 7 years old, and we take children up to 19 at Depew and Lancaster. Right now, to start in Cheektowaga, we are doing grade school, second to eighth grade. So that being said, all you have to do is fill out a membership application, have your parents sign it, submit it. We do charge a very slight fee, $100, and it's for a whole year. So if you base it on 180 school days, I mean, you're paying 33 cents a day or something like that to have your child participate in a lot of different programs and be active after school and be safe. So we really offer a lot for the price is just a nominal fee to become a member.
And as far as once they become a member, do they have to have not only parental consent, but there's any other requirements for them, you know, monetarily wise or to qualify?
Nope, nothing at all.
That's
and
it.
If a family, maybe it's just a family of four, and they can't, you know, afford the total fee, we never deprive a child or a family of using the Boys and Girls Club. We will work with them. We will give them a scholarship. We will have them make payments, small payments. We work with every family that we've ever dealt with. We never deprive a child of coming to the Boys and Girls Club.
And I guess I should ask, where do you guys get the money? Do you get contributions? Who supports the Boys and Girls Clubs financially?
We get a lot of contributions from individuals, from alumni members, from people that grew up at the club. We do have a wide variety of special events that we host basically the same times each year, and that raises funds for the club. Depew Lancaster, we probably raise $150,000 a year on our own through special events. We also get some government funding, a lot of different sources, New York State grants, Erie County helps out occasionally. So there are a lot of different, everything sort of adds up into one pot that helps fund the organization.
Well, it's so worthwhile, and I'm so glad we had an opportunity to tell our listeners on Target about the really good work of the Boys and Girls Club and the new one as well, named after Aaron Kenefick. And thank you so much for talking to us. We wish you the best of luck and success in its very important organization here in our community. And everybody, thank you for listening. We hope that you'll join us again next week on Target. Have a good week and be safe. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.